All right, 7:40 on Monday here on WPHM. This is the time that we reserve every week for our Made in Michigan segment. And we were going to, and last Friday, we were talking about car shows. This is really a Michigan original, and it really embraces Michigan, I think, in our car culture. It's Hot Wheels Weekend, which comes up at the end of summertime in Marysville. And this was the brainchild of Chris Troy, who's with us right now. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. Good to see you this morning. Where did you come up with the idea for Hot Wheels Weekend?
Well, you know, the Marysville Business Council, with Mike Diesing and Pat Shirky, reached out to me going on 6 years ago. And it's hard to believe it's been that long.
That is hard to believe.
But 6 years, and they were looking for something that they could do in the city of Marysville that was like, would focus on the businesses, that would bring some attention to the city. And the idea of a car show came up. And at the same time, well, I'd say a year or so prior, close to the same time, I was talking to a few of them about putting on an Americana music festival in Marysville Park. Mm-hmm. You've got the beautiful shell, the big flag, bring in some great artists, you know. And so Mike reached out to me and said, well, we'd like to take some of your ideas and mix them with a car show. Because, and I said, well, hold on. If we're going to do a car show, I don't want it to be just like a normal, yeah, everybody's doing a car show thing.
Right.
I said, let's take a look at Detroit's Autorama, and let's try to mirror that a little bit. Let's get some pop culture celebrities. Let's get some big name music acts, and let's, you know, really kind of make it a counterculture, but everybody's included kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we wouldn't know. How do we? I said, well, we'll find out. You know, and that was 6 years ago, and we've been growing progressively every year with the show. So.
I want to tell you, you make it look easy. I've seen, you know, talked to you, you know, day of event, and you're always calm, cool, collected. This thing just seems to come together. I know it's not easy, but, you know, like you said, you kind of approach this as a brand new clean slate. You know, how do we do this? I don't know. Let's figure it out.
Well, and, you know, and that's the best way, I think, to do it. You take one step at a time. You know, how do you eat a brontosaurus? One bite at a time. It's the, and I was fortunate enough that, You know, some of my past, my music past,
sure,
with touring, and I have some contacts out there that I were able to make some phone calls, mm-hmm, and say, look, not can we get this person? It's like, hey, Scott, who can we afford?
Right.
Who's going out this summer that we can afford? And through some conversations with booking agents and stuff, it just became, well, how about this guy? Oh, I can get them. I can get Junior Brown. I can get great. And, you know, and it's not cheap. That's the other thing you got to understand. It's not like they're doing us a favor by coming and playing.
Right.
We still have to come up with the funds and through the sponsorship, which is always like any other event in the Blue Otter area. Sponsorship is always the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Getting sponsors to do stuff.
Boy, so, especially this year, that's got to be tough.
Well, it's been kind of an interesting thing because smaller companies were like, we're in such a rough spot. We can't really help you as much as we used to. On the other hand, there have been some bigger companies who've said, well, we had the money that we didn't spend last year. We'll just roll it back into this year, mm-hmm, where it's in their line item budgets,
yeah,
for promotion for their company. So we've been fortunate, and the city of Marysville, as always, has really embraced this event. The city council has really embraced this event and literally now come to us and said, what can we do to help you grow this event and make it, you know. It was funny because when we first started, rumor had it, the line was given, let's give them enough rope and see if they hang themselves. Which you can't blame them for that.
Sure.
You really can't, because you're just kind of like, it's new. I don't see anybody really got the picture,
right,
but they did put the trust in the three of us, and it's turned out. Like I said, this would be our sixth show.
Mm-hmm.
It's our fifth because of COVID.
Right.
But yeah, 6 years doing this now.
I definitely want to talk about what the plans are for this year, but you mentioned some of the names of people that have been here in the past. Let's just kind of go through the list. What, you know, who pops into your head in terms of big names that have come to Marysville?
Well, as I sit here in the studio, and I remember the interview well, the lovely Catherine Bach is hanging on the wall over there. And that was, she was Daisy Duke, as I'm sure your listeners know. And
she was a real sweetheart to talk to.
She was nice magnificent.
Yeah.
In fact, she, when I went up to her first meet her, she looked and said, are you Paul? And I was like, no, but I know Paul well, you know. And she was great. Of course, Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster. Butch has been back actually 2 years with his Munster cars and everything. He's kind of adopted us as his this side of Michigan connection. In fact, because of Hot Wheels, he's now appeared at Stahl's Auto Museum down in Chesterfield area. And 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was just up here down in that area at an ice cream stand doing something that he had met somebody at Hot Wheels. You know, I think Paul Michael Glazier, Starsky and Hutch, was here. And he literally, we always, and I always said a call out or shout out to Blue Water Inn, because that's where we put a lot of our more celebrities. It's quiet. It's right on the river. And they, he just stood out there. His manager said he came out and went down and just stood by the water and couldn't believe how beautiful it was and wanted to know more about the area.
That's awesome. That
for maybe possibly purchasing a condo or something here, just a place he can come and visit. So, we've had Junior Brown, as I've mentioned, Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats. Just, you know, the musical acts are great. The pop culture acts are great. And there are people, as a big kid myself, who I grew up with watching on TV, to believe. In fact, I just said to my wife yesterday, a Junior Brown song came on the radio. And I said, he played in Marysville Park. Can you believe that?
Yeah, you know, it is so pretty amazing.
It's exciting for me to be able to do this show, because it is exciting for me.
Sure.
Not just to geek out over the celebrities or anything, but just to know that this is something I didn't think ever would ever happen in this area. And I feel blessed that we're able to get the sponsorship together, who are now starting to see the value in what we do.
Well, and people sure seem to enjoy Hot Wheels weekend, because it brings a lot of people to Marysville Park, doesn't it?
It does bring a lot of people. You know, we're to the point now, and again, this year, these Blue Water Seniors, oh my God, I can't think of their name perfectly, but they provide shuttle buses for us now, just because parking became an issue.
Right.
We ended up with so many show cars and so many people wanting that we now shuttle them between the high school and the event there in the park. I think last year the girls up front said we probably had close to 4,000 people just coming in, getting off the buses and going through and enjoying the day in the park.
I'm really excited by the musical guest that you've got coming this year, Marshall Crenshaw. What a Michigan original, great performer. He's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Marshall Crenshaw, but even more important, you know, Marshall usually does a kind of, I wouldn't say solo act, because it's him and another guy who plays a conga drum, and which is great for a club like the Magic Bag in Ferndale. You know, it's small, it's intimate. But when I talked to his manager, I said, I know he was out with the Smithereens and toured with them. Does he do an act with a band too? And let me see. Well, he got back to me like a month or so later and said, are you familiar with the Bottle Rockets? And I said, well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, if you like alt country and you'd love the Bottle Rockets. Well, he's willing to have them as his backing band so it's like a 2-for-1.
It sure is. Know? Yeah.
Marshall Crenshaw would be here. The whole music act starts off with the Jeff Hoglan Blues Band. And a lot of the people around here know them. They just played Art on the River. They do a great job, Detroit Metro Band. Then we have the Safaris, who everyone knows the song Wipeout. They're the ones who wrote Wipeout, and they'll be here performing. And then capping off the evening, I mentioned Slim Jim Phantom earlier. Well, Lee Rocker, the bass player from the Stray Cats, will be here with his combo.
One at a time, you're getting all the Stray Cats.
That's what I said. All we need to do is book those two guys and a cardboard cutout of Brian.
There you go.
We'll never be able to afford Brian, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know? And so he'll be headlining. And we've added one more thing to the show this year, I think, which is actually what brought me in here today. Marysville always held Marysville Days, which was their carnival and fireworks and everything. Because of COVID, that event didn't happen this year. So we're always looking for one more way every year to bring the show up to another level.
Right.
So this year, working with the city, working with a couple sponsors, we're adding fireworks to the show after the Lee Rocker set. So come down to the park, watch Lee Rocker. It'll be an amazing show. Then stick around and there'll be fireworks. Our food vendors will be hanging out afterwards. So, you know, there'll be something to eat and just one more way to extend the event into the evening.
That's fantastic. That's going to be great. August 28th is the date. It's always the last Saturday in August.
Well, it used to be the third, and this is what confused a lot of people.
Okay.
We were always the third weekend because we always followed Woodward Dream Cruise. Well, Woodward pushed back another week,
right?
And you can't compete with Woodward.
Yeah, that's for
not
sure.
When you're in the car show world.
Yeah.
So consequently, we had to move again, up to now the last weekend. And we're actually the 27th and 28th. The 27th is our cruise, which starts in the Village Green Plaza, and then a drive-in movie that's there. And this year, the movie is going to be Pixar's Cars, which would be a good family event. We actually have a tow-mater, a guy who's nice. Done his truck up like tow-mater.
Very
it's
cool.
Really cute. So he'll be there up in front to have the kids take pictures with.
Talking with Chris Troy about Hot Wheels weekend in Marysville in August. Is there any criteria for showing your car? Does it have to meet a certain specification? Or what kind of cars are you looking for?
You know, it's not that it has to meet any kind of specifications. You just have to love it, really. We call it the Hot Wheels, and you say cars, but we've had the Blue Water Scooter Club with a display there.
Mm-hmm.
We've had vintage motorcycles. We last, before COVID, the year before last, some guys brought a bunch of huge military vehicles, which we've got a half track sitting there in the middle. I mean, just amazing stuff.
Just never sure what you're going to see show up there.
Well, that's the beauty of it, and that's why we just call it Hot Wheels Weekend. Yeah. If you think they're hot, bring them. You know, I've tried to encourage. I know there's some skateboard clubs out there. Get a hold of us. We'd love to make you a little booth where you can display some of your custom painted or stickered skateboards.
Very fun.
It's a celebration of transportation and having fun in the summer.
There you go. And it all comes up in August. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for all the sponsors and everybody that make this happen, because it's a really cool weekend.
And really, they're the ones who really make it happen. You made a comment earlier how it looks so easy the way we do it. Well, we couldn't do it without our sponsors, and we couldn't do it without the city of Marysville. They have been more than gracious where, again, came to us and said, it's after COVID, but we don't want you guys to lose any of your momentum. What can we do as a city? Because they see the benefit to it.
Yeah, very cool. What's the best way for people to connect with Hot Wheels Weekend? Is it your Facebook page? You got a website?
Well, we have our Facebook page, Marysville Hot Wheels Weekend. And we also do have a www.marysvillehotwheelsweekend.com, a new website that was just launched about 3 or 4 months ago.
All right, very good. Should be a lot of fun. Look forward to it.
We're looking forward to it as well.
All right, thanks a lot, Chris. Chris Troy with us on WPHM.